We must never get out of step with the Americans. Never. The man who said this knew the importance of the great transatlantic relationship between America and England. You're listening to Longitude. It's Thursday, November 2nd, 2006. I'm Darris McNeely. This is what Winston Churchill said in 1956, after Great Britain's disastrous attempt to seize the Suez Canal. This past week happens to mark the 50th anniversary of Britain's attempt to nationalize that great waterway that is in Egypt, connecting the Mediterranean with the Red Sea. At that time, America, whose president, Dwight Eisenhower, had opposed the move that Great Britain took with France at the time. And with the lack of American support, the entire endeavor collapsed. Britain had to back off from its desire and return control of the canal back over to the Egyptians. The result of that was a very much diminished role in the world for Great Britain and an impetus for France to promote the development of the European Union as a counterweight to America. Now, 50 years later, America is still the dominant power, and the European Union continues to grow, its future still to be defined in its final form. Next year, British Prime Minister Tony Blair will step down, and the new leader of Great Britain is likely to chart a much different course with America. Tony Blair decided to support President George Bush's 2003 invasion of Iraq. He has taken heat from his electorate for doing so, and his successor could decide to withdraw British troops and support from the engagement. The top British general in Iraq recently said that Iraq could only be a short step away from all-out civil war. British politicians are reflecting a change in mood that could lead to a major alteration in the historic alliance between the two countries. Should that happen, we could see other changes in the world scene, perhaps a strengthening of a European hand in trouble spots like the Middle East. We've already seen as a result of the summer war between Israel and Lebanon, or I should say Israel and Hezbollah, that there has been an increased presence of European troops and, interestingly, even German troops into that area now as a peacekeeping force. It's not uncommon to see references in the press to the, quote, special relationship that exists between America and Great Britain. British historian Paul Johnson recently wrote that the relationship between Bush and Blair was on a par with that of Roosevelt and Churchill when the free world stood against the tyranny of Hitler's aggression. Johnson wrote that the relationship, quote, is the axis on which the security of the West and ultimately the peace of the world turns. Paul Johnson concludes in that piece from Forbes that Bush and Blair are painfully conscious of the weight of responsibility that their two nations jointly carry, and in the last resort, it falls to the United States and Britain to protect the world from calamitous evil. That's out of the Forbes September 18th issue. What is not really understood today is the biblical foundation of this unique national relationship. America and Britain share a very common ancestor in the patriarch Joseph. That story is told in detail in our booklet, The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. The first chapter of that booklet is entitled Two Nations That Changed the World, and it shows the knowledge, the very important knowledge, that provides a vital key to understanding the crisis that is gripping even our present world today. Let me read to you an excerpt from that first chapter of the booklet, The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. It says, in part, why has history been so benevolent and economically generous to Britain and the United States? Why have they been blessed so favorably over the nations that preceded them in history? Well, the answer lies in the understanding and fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Surprising as it may sound, both were destined, according to Bible prophecy, to become superpowers. One was to precede the other to world power status. Both would dominate international affairs in their own time. They would even be called upon to save other nations from the forces of despotism. Above all, they would make possible democratic and religious freedoms for the English-speaking nations. In two world wars, the British Commonwealth and the United States saved virtually the entire civilized world from powers intent on world domination. Without them, our world would be entirely different in many ways. If you haven't read the entire booklet, The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy, I encourage you to do so online or order your own free copy of that very important and informative booklet that really provides a key to understanding Bible prophecy, and especially our world today and where it is headed in the next few years. I would add at this point that President Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair and perhaps a few other world leaders really do grasp the dangers that are inherent in today's world and the anger and the evil that is aimed at not just the United States, not just Great Britain and other English-speaking nations, but the evil and the tyranny that is out on the horizon that seems to be building and is growing day by day is anti-Western, it's anti-white, it's anti-Christian, it's anti-Semitic, and it's heedless of human life in many, many different ways. All it takes is a brief perusal of our headlines every day to understand the fact of the evil and the tyranny that is out there seeming to want to dominate the world and to wipe away all vestiges of the world order that we have in this current situation. It seems as if they want to finish the work of the past tyrants of the 20th century, such as Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin, and to finish what Hitler himself did not do when it comes to eliminating a whole race of people. It's indeed that a time in which world affairs are heating up, and those who would do harm to the existing world are tearing apart and seeking to reshape power structures, and they are growing bolder with each passing season. Our world is poised on the brink of epical changes that occur only in the times appointed by God. You and I live in those times, and we're witnessing events that will lead to the time spoken of by Christ in his Olivet Prophecy. Keep listening to Longitude and keep reading World News and Prophecy. The current issue, the November issue, is today posted already on the web. If you haven't read that at this point, be sure and do so. You can do it off of our website at WNPOnline.org. We have articles in there, this issue, dealing just with more information about this, the Iraqi situation, as well as what the recent explosion of a nuclear bomb by North Korea really does mean for world affairs. That, along with many other articles in every issue of World News and Prophecy. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.